Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Christopher Horner, who's been covering Copenhagen, will join us in the next segment to give us the latest on what's happening with the establishment of a planetary dictatorship. He'll be with us for 30 minutes, then we're going to open the phones up after he leaves us. Phones aren't open quite yet. Start your engines. Hard to believe 2 hours has already passed. These shows just blast past us. Chuck Norris was on with us for about 35, 40 minutes earlier in the last hour. That was certainly interesting and informative. He says Obama wants to be a dictator and a whole bunch of other amazing things. The state does want to take your children and does want to bankrupt your society by design. Ron Paul said last Friday the health care bill is going to pass. I tend to agree with him. I wonder if I'll see some headlines at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on that front. I've been really marveling over Glenn Beck and O'Reilly debating whether we need a national sales tax or value-added tax to pay off the bankers. And he said, don't worry. Every cent will go to pay down the debt. That's right. None of it goes to you, the people that pay for the socialism, because it's not socialism. It's pure robbery. You just pay massive taxes and they all go to offshore banks. Well, you laughed at third world countries. Why shouldn't you live like someone in a third world nation, raped and robbed by the IMF and World Bank? That is now happening. That is now happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I go any further, because it is the season to wake somebody up and to also support this radio show, we've got combo deals where you order one of my films, you can get another film free, like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, or get a Fall of the Republic. You can get a free T-shirt of your choice. I started to go ahead and add more T-shirts on there, not just the Obama Joker shirts, because those are selling out rapidly. And when those are sold out, they're sold out. We have them with Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We have them with Socialist, Fascist. It's all command and control. We have all those T-shirts, but some sizes have sold out. And so it's selling out very, very quickly. If you want that T-shirt, go to Infowars.com, click the top banner that says free T-shirt. Get a Fall of the Republic or an Obama deception or an Endgame. You can get a free T-shirt of your choice. But I am going to stop the promotion when the Obama shirts sell out. Now, we'll end up with a few weird sizes of Obama at the end. And so we'll keep adding other T-shirts until, so you always have some choice, some of the other great T-shirts. So that if you can't get an Obama, you can get something else. But when all the Obamas are gone, I'm getting rid of the free T-shirt deal. We got a bunch of, we've never had combos and specials this low. I mean, I've got deals that are meant to move these out the door and educate people. So you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet. You haven't gone out and fought the horrible drunken crowds of people drinking Sailor Jerry's rum. Why do it? Why not go to Infowars.com, buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts? You can create a card if you want with a message of, I want this sent to this address. Hey, Bob, it's your cousin Bill. I sent you this T-shirt and video. Be sure you do that. We have some people that don't put the note every Christmas, and then we end up mailing it to somebody, and then they mail it back saying, I didn't order this. You need to, in the comment section on the shopping cart, you need to include the message you want so they know, or let them know it's coming. You know, I'm sending you a package. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 5.5 months free right now. We allow people 6 computers to log on simultaneously with the same username and passcode. So you can share this. Give yourself a gift, and on an e-card, say, here's your username and passcode, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch all these hundreds of videos and films and ebooks at PrisonPlanet.tv and watch this fella's live radio/TV show. Here's your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And even if they don't use it, you gave yourself a gift, you can use it. So PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com to take advantage of that, or 888-253-3139 to call. We'll be right back.
before you throw away your used...
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Christopher Horner, over a year ago, wrote the book Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. See, this isn't new fraud, the climate gate. It just confirms that it's conscious. I mean, here's an example. They'll show you the last 50 years of warming and have the hockey stick only showing a small part of it to make it look like it's going up. But when you pull back, you find out it's hardly a rise compared to what's happened in previous centuries. And they know this. And they know polar bears can swim, and they lie about that because they look cute and cuddly and they can scare kids saying that penguins can't swim. And they've been caught in a lot of other frauds. So we have the expert who's been to six of these globalist, global government, global taxation meetings. And he's Christopher Horner, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed, Regnery, 2008. He also wrote The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming, 2007, New York Times bestseller. So this is the kind of guy we like, somebody who was devastatingly accurate even before the latest information came out. So we're going to talk about the constitutional crisis. We're going to talk about Obama saying, I don't care. I'm going to ram this. Even if Congress doesn't go with this treaty, I'm going to have the EPA order it. I mean, as if he's Hitler or Joe Stalin. We now have the internal treaty that says the third world actually has to make double the cuts, which will actually destroy their economy. They suckered the third world into getting behind it believing they were going to get some goodies. Now they find out it's really about the IMF and World Bank further looting them. So we'll get his take on that as well. Christopher Horner, let's talk about what's currently happening and where you see this process going. And then let's talk about the fraud of these individuals.
Well, on the international stage, Alex, it's going as expected. They have kicked any treaty or something that might be a treaty into next year, and Copenhagen will result in an historic agreement to meet again in Mexico City next year, which is how these have all turned out year after year, which is why I've stopped going. And this actually was supposed to be a treaty-producing conference, but months ago we realized it was not going to be. So where it leaves us is we'll get a promise of billions. We don't know how much. The demand is over $100 billion a year just from us. And the offer on the table is something under $10 billion a year from us, which is 10 too many. They're even talking about three. To upgrade the infrastructures of countries to better compete with us. As we fund that upgrade through forcing our energy users to buy ration coupons, or what they're calling allowances, to use fossil fuels, hydrocarbon energy here, further shackling our economy. So that, it's proceeding the wrong direction, but at least it's going slowly. Let me tell you what Mexico City is now. The Copenhagen discussion that we had all this build-up for has now been kicked into next December, November, in Mexico City. November 8th is when it begins. Imagine the build-up for this conference next year when our elections are on November 2nd next year, which means every Senate race has to have both candidates answer the question, will you vote to ratify Kyoto 2? Every single race has to confront that question. Every single House race must have both candidates confront the question, would you vote up or down to tell EPA they can't do this on their own? So we've got the international track. It's being delayed. We've got the domestic cap and trade. That's being delayed. That's good. The more sunshine that gets on this stuff and disinfects it, the more people see it, the more outrage they get.
Well, Chris, let's not just glaze over the bombshell, because I should have asked, you are one of the leading experts, not just on the fraud of man-made global warming, or change, as they call it, when we've had climate change for 4 billion years. You're one of the leading experts on the politics of this as well. So I mean, you've been fighting this for decades. Specifically, you just said that Copenhagen is derailed.
What I'm saying is you're going to see a lot of press releases. You do every December. It's going to be a historic agreement to meet again next year. That's what every year has produced, every conference. And as I said, I went to a bunch of them. They became very tiresome. They have my picture up on the wall as a climate criminal, got the hippies following me around with cameras and everything else, stealing my trash. It really isn't worth going for them to emerge at the last hour with tears in their eyes, waving around a piece of paper declaring Greenpeace in our time. And it's just a piece of paper admitting they will do nothing more than agree to agree next year. Now, that's a big deal because it makes it 2010 the year of Kyoto 2.
Yes.
2010 the year of cap and trade. There's no reason, except Republicans are very skittish about these issues, which is, you know, their fault, that's not my burden, that this should not be a campaign issue for everybody, and that includes those Republicans who voted for this, eight of them, two of them seeking higher office, by the way.
Let's list them. Let's list who's – we got Graham doing it. We have out of office the globalist Newt Gingrich. Who are the Republicans supporting this treason?
Well, there was this guy, Mike Castle, in Delaware, who's now running for the Senate seat. Then we've got – you can see a great town hall meeting where he gets his head handed to him by a bunch of Delawareans who do not – blue hands, I guess what you call them. I don't know what their name is. Who did not care for this. I mean, it was a wonderful moment. The look in his eye. He says the easiest job in the world until they started paying attention, and he voted for one too many tax increases, this being the biggest tax increase, cap and trade, in American history. Then you've got this guy, Mark Kirk, who's running for the Senate to replace this Roland Burris, Barack Obama's old seat. He's a Republican from the North Shore who said, well, I voted in favor of cap and trade because it satisfied the narrow parochial interests of my wealthy district, but I would vote to represent the whole state of Illinois. Well, I can't respect that kind of dance. That's just insulting, and, you know, I don't know why that's any better than a liberal who's going to vote that way anyway. So was he, apparently. There were six other Republicans. There's a guy, Leonard Lance, in New Jersey, who put on his website, some people put up on their website his constituent mail, in which he boasts, oh, hey, don't worry. This is actually a wealth transfer from most of the rest of the country to the coastal elites. He said it moves money from Ohio and Pennsylvania and Missouri out to New Jersey and California.
It does.
Yeah. So we've got people who, frankly, you know, I won't miss them. And,
well, they're pirates, but there's also some other people in the Republican leadership supporting it.
Well, Lindsey Graham is the only – well, okay, here's our problem in the Republican Senate. Lindsey Graham is, according to people in South Carolina, vying to be the Secretary of Defense because Robert Gates is on his way out. And to do so, he's ingratiating himself with the Obama administration by pushing cap and trade as a bit of a proxy for John McCain, who even this time is not supporting it. I say yet, but at least he's not supporting it. So Graham's working with John Kerry and Joe Lieberman to find tripartisanship on this. But Graham brings no one with him. And he's considering himself not even running for re-election, as I understand it. Could be wrong. The guy I'm more upset about is Judd Gregg, who's done nothing publicly, but quietly, from Senate sources, I understand, is making noises about wanting bipartisanship uber alles. It's more important that we find bipartisanship than what really is in the bill. You know, we're seeing that.
The country is plunging into a double-dip recession, into possible depression, and we've got a globalist world government agreement, according to Ban Ki-moon and Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU. It openly gives 2% taxes on GDP, taxes to foreign banks, IMF World Bank to run it, a global UN authority over air travel. This will annihilate our economy, and we've got senators who are for it because it's a new tax.
Yeah, we've got people who really, they've been there too long. Judd Gregg's retiring, and he's generally a decent, as far as these things go, member of the Senate, but he thinks that bipartisanship before he leaves is very important. I disagree. This is the biggest tax increase in American history. The president said that the purpose of it was to cause your energy prices to, quote, necessarily skyrocket. That's not a side effect they're working on. It's the point. He's admitted this.
He said, well, what about Maurice Strong's quote in 1992 about it's our job to destroy the industrial society?
Maurice Strong, you know, that was his fantasy of a novel character, but that's actually how he feels. I've testified next to him in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and you never know. I mean, he's this very unassuming-looking man who holds these terrible anti-population, anti-growth, anti-development views that are pervasive among the people pushing this energy rationing scheme.
Isn't this really all about eugenics? At the bottom line, a bunch of control freaks want to be able to decide literally what you eat and what you do and how many kids you have.
All about, no, but I will say this. The population zealots, the pro-state, the pro-tech, the anti-growth, the anti-development, anti-property rights, the persistent communists, the fallen communists, they're all on this. So I can't say it's all about that. The global governance types love it. They're all, there's a bunch of rent seekers, GE, Duke Energy, Exelon. They're all looking to pick your pockets in the name of.
No, I understand there's a giant ship of pirates, but at its core, from my research, the rationale of the big elites supporting it is we got to cut off people's energy. I mean, look at the communist Chinese last week saying, we'll sign on to this if you have a global one-child policy.
Right.
In fact, China even, I think it was two years ago in Bangkok at one of these negotiations, said that they wanted to sell us carbon offsets. I have this in Red Hot Lies, by the way. No one else has covered this except one public source where I found it. The Chinese proposed getting carbon offsets recognized under Kyoto to sell Europe and us, derived from their coercive family planning policies. What they said, Alex, was our emissions are now at X, and they would be at, you know, 1.9X if we didn't have our policies in place. Therefore, these are emission reductions. They're not. They're emissions avoided by rather cruel totalitarian policies, but they wanted carbon offsets. And the UN, this group that runs Kyoto, the UNFCCC and the Europeans, thought that was a wonderful idea because that's really what a lot of people are in this for encouraging. Of course, there's no doubt. But there's not a universal motivator. Remember, Enron got this thing going. I know this because I worked for Enron at the time. In 97, they told me it was my number one priority to get a global warming treaty internationally, except India and China, because they were building coal-fired power plants there.
Oh, is that how you woke up, Christopher?
That's how I got into this. Yes, I was innocently practicing law, and they told me to. I was director of federal government relations for Enron for about 3 weeks, and they told me to do this, and I told them to do something else, and we parted ways. But, yeah, that was my eye-opening experience. I wasn't aware that these things actually went on, believe it or not.
Well, you're an amazing guest. I'm really impressed. I mean, when we get back, I want to talk about Red Hot Lies and how you pegged them as how the alarmists use threats, fraud, and deception to keep you misinformed. I mean, you knew a year and a half ago when you were writing this, it's been out for a year, that this is a group who knowingly are engaged in fraud. So let's look at the scientists themselves then. You talk about GE and big banks and big corporations wanting it to pick pockets. You talk about the UN wanting it. You talk about the no-growthers, the eugenicists wanting it. But who are these scientists then? I mean, last week we got a UN document from years ago where they were directing the scientists to unify the fraud along collectivism. Amazing to have Christopher Horner on with us. I didn't read through his whole bio. It's quite amazing. And we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. We'll tell you where to get the book as well.
Heart-related health problem.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Our guest is a pretty heavy hitter, big lawyer for Enron, testifies before Congress, best-selling author, Christopher Horner, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. He'll be with us till 50 after. He was just telling me about a big shell head meeting with the Rockefellers and an inside baseball Al Gore story. Then I want to get into the premeditated fraud of these people and what their agenda really is. Christopher, continue.
Oh, well, I was discussing somebody who remained nameless who used to be with an oil company who's now pushing the global warming agenda. A very nice guy. I've debated him on several occasions, but very wrong on the issues, and I don't understand where he's coming from. But anyway, he told me he met with one of the deep pockets for this, and you mentioned them, funding the alarmist activities, and that they said, you know, Gore's killing us, and we got to get around him. And I told him, how do you get around the guy who's bragging he got $300 million from someone to rebrand global warming into climate crisis? And this guy said to me back, oh, don't worry. William Riley's group has $1 billion. The Rockefeller brothers have at least $500 million or something like that. It's not Gore's money. He's the guy that gets all the attention, and he's killing the movement. And I said, well, you know, my heart bleeds for you. That's too bad. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of folks.
He really does radiate a type of demonic Nelliness. I don't know how to describe it, but everyone I know just cringes when they see him on television, just the arrogant, almost lizard-like look on his face.
It's not. He really, here's the thing. He scripted, tries to navigate the waters of dishonesty by with word choice and things like this. He's clearly read the UK High Court opinion, which threw out every claim. And then when he's unscripted, on the rare moment he's challenged, he will just tell whoppers. He did on MSNBC the other day, you know, like when he's unscripted, he says things like the Earth's core is millions of degrees and so on. But he just, I think he's a wonderful face for their movement. I can't think of, I really thought he was the gift that keeps on giving. Keep him out there. Whoever gave him $300 million, and I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes piece, but he's there. Steve Croft actually asked him when Gore was bragging about this $300 million he got. And remember, Al Gore says where you get your money dictates your motivations and your opinions. And if you got a bunch of money from anybody, you sold out, so on. So I just want to know, since he set the rules. So Steve Croft on 60 Minutes actually asks him, where'd you get it? And Gore freezes. And he freezes. And Croft just waits for an answer, and his wife takes Al's arm and says, Al, I'll handle this. Steve, we donated our Nobel Prize money and matched it. And Croft accepted that, moved on without realizing that left him $298.6 million short of $300 million. And Gore has told us, who sees this as such a profitable investment to give you that kind of money? We know it's Soros, and we know it's the guys at Kleiner Perkins, his investment, his venture capital partners who sink their money in these white elephants.
That's right. He'll give the chicken feed $500,000 prize or $1 million from a book, but he's keeping the Blood and Gore Consortium. He's going to make the money. He's keeping his stock in Occidental Petroleum. He's keeping all the profits from the system he's setting up that he and people like the President Barack Obama own stakes in. I mean, it's just a unbelievable fraud.
Well, the thing is, he gets away by saying, you know, I didn't know you were against capitalism, and to believe that I'm doing this for money, you don't know me. But it's true. He could be a true believer, except, like I say, occasionally he speaks in such careful language that he knows what he says is untrue.
Well, why does he have a 20-room mansion if he really believes carbon dioxide is a nerve gas that is used to, you know, kill enemy troops? I mean, if he really believes what plants breathe is like the most deadly VX nerve gas on Earth, why does he have a building emitting so much nerve gas?
I that's actually not dispositive to my mind. There are people like him who may not, I mean, either, I understand, either, Alex, he doesn't believe a word he says, which is possible, or he believes there are different rules for different people and he's special. And I get the feeling he's one of those. But he's got four of these joints, okay? And he lives in a way that he cannot possibly believe that buying a carbon offset credit from planting trees, which is an accounting gimmick giving you 80 years of life if the tree lives that long, and never dies, by the way, and releases the CO2 back in the atmosphere, in 1 year, he can't possibly believe these phony schemes offset his contribution. So I'm torn. It seems to me difficult to believe that this is anything more than sort of baby boomer narcissism and new age mysticism. He can't.
Well, what about Ted Turner? He has five kids, more houses than anybody else in America, I read in People magazine. Literally something like 50-something houses, 20-something jets, yachts everywhere. But he says, I should only be able to have one child. These guys know they're frauds. They just cold-bloodedly want our resources, and they know we're well-meaning and may be conned and say, okay, I guess rape me. Take everything I got if it's for the earth. Ted Turner's right. That's right, you little slave. Now give me everything you got. Stay there. Long segment coming up with Christopher Horner. We'll talk about the fraud he covers in his book, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, deception to keep you misinformed. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller than 1 year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to find out who you're really dealing with, what the environmental movement is, especially all you useful idiots that really think you're helping the earth, you need to see my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can get this film free right now for a limited time, and you get it with Fall of the Republic, a lot of other specials that we're running just up until Christmas. Let's say you know all about this stuff. Your neighbors, your friends, your family don't. This is a tax we have to pay voluntarily to educate our friends and family before they get turned into drone zombies of the New World Order. So I suggest everybody support alternative media, buy the books, buy the videos, give them to people for Christmas, a lot of big specials at InfoWars.com, and get the amazing book, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed, by Christopher Horner, available at better bookstores everywhere, put out by Regnery Press, also available at Amazon.com. Okay, Christopher, continuing. One segment left with you. I definitely want to have you back up soon. Very impressive discussions. You also talk about the harassment you've gone through with Greenpeace and other eugenicists. But before we go there, let's go over their lies, their scientific fraud, the premeditated fact. These aren't tree-hugging idiots who are just making mistakes. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I thought this climate gate, while it's you can tell by the effort being expended to diminish its importance, this is more than 1,000 emails, but it's not just the emails. It's computer code, annotations to the code, and documents. The pointy heads are still going through to figure out what's in there. They were not hacked or stolen, as far as we can tell. They were leaked by an apparent whistleblower. They were not personal emails. All of these things the media are telling you to distract you aren't true, because this is devastating. What it does is it affirms in the principal's own words what I wrote in this stupid science tricks chapter of Red Hot Lies. I named these guys by name, and I described what they were doing. There are more, and there are more people involved here. It's a fairly broad movement, but this is at the upper echelon of the highest compensated levels of climate science, on which we spend billions every year, by the way. So you know it's settled science, right? And they're admitting what they've been doing. They've been grafting not just apples and oranges together, but in showing in reconstructing temperatures and waving it around and publishing it in the referee literature, they're grafting apples and stethoscopes. They're taking tree rings, and they're saying this is a proxy for climate. It's a pretty good proxy for precipitation, but they're using it as a thermometer. Okay. And then they put on thermometer measurements because the tree rings show a cooling. Well, the thermometer measurements, which, as I show in Red Hot Lies, are increasingly taken over barbecue grills in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport runway, when a Tucson parking lot, when he used to be out in the field. I mean, they're playing games with the data as well out of NASA, which is why we've got a notice of intent to sue them, by the way. And they're grafting A onto B in order to present the picture that they admit in their emails they need to be true, they want to be true, has to be true. Some of them say, we know it's true even though we can't see it, and these are the lead. This was an IPCC, UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change lead author. This guy named Kevin Trenberth said in two of the emails, it's a travesty that he can't find the global warming that he knows is there, because his heart tells him so, his computer models tell him so, but our lying eyes don't tell him so, and that's a travesty, he says. We need to go out and get better measurements. We have caught them, for example, this summer. Our National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which presently is in Copenhagen right now, with a big reception room, with moving visuals, I read, about melting glaciers and so on. You're paying for this. This summer, in order to make its claims of temperatures going up, 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 just slowly backed out of their calculations. They dropped the satellite measurements of the ocean temperatures. Why? Well, the oceans are cooling. The computer models all say the oceans are warming. The oceans cover two-thirds of the Earth's surface. If you include ocean cooling, they've got a problem. So what did they do? They said, we know it's warming, so there must be a bias that the satellite temperatures must be wrong. There's something wrong with our observations. Who are you going to believe, my computer model or your lying eyes? And so on and so on and so on. And I detail these tricks in Red Hot Lies. The principals have now detailed them in their own words in these emails, computer codes, and so on, talking about tricks to hide the climate temperature, putting in a all capital that says, insert very artificial decline here. All sorts of other claims in which they're admitting they know exactly what they're doing. They use the words fudge and so on, fudge factors for their data to get the desired results.
And now the control corporate media is teaching us hide the decline, fudge. That doesn't mean what you think anymore. That means save the polar bears.
Right. The most embarrassing exercise was when the media spent about 8 days telling us the trick was really a scientific colloquialism, and it means different things to people.
Yes.
And I said, that's great. What about the word hide? Or the decline? But they didn't focus on that. They said, well, trick doesn't mean trick. The reasonable meanings and the plain meanings aren't reasonable. Only the unreasonable extrapolations are what they really meant. And they're saying it was in the heat.
And you've also got statements like, this is just horrible. We can't account for the decline in temperatures. How do we hide it? I mean, it's so clear. And then they're persecuting other scientists and working with government, colluding. Oh, after I explained it to the government, they're not going to release it. Now that they know what type of people these are. And one of the heads of the UN propaganda got questioned by a filmmaker Friday in Copenhagen. It's up on Infowars.com. We'll play the video later, folks. And it's a press conference. He gets up to ask the question, and the guy says, oh, I don't talk about things that come from people that are this immoral. You know, this comes from immoral people, and these are private emails. And he has armed guard come in and start grabbing them and dragging them out. I mean, these people are very authoritarian.
Let me tell you something. I've got a chapter in Red Hot Lies that quote these people all over the place, openly wistful about, oh, if we only had an enlightened totalitarian system like China, we could get this agenda in place. And that argument is now out in the open. I believe it's Tom Friedman at the New York Times has been recently making it. Oh, if only we had that system. We need to suspend certain liberties, just certain liberties, and just for a little while, because democracy, they say, is getting in the way, and people who are, we have been unable to convince them to do what's in their own self-interest, we're going to have to make it happen. they really are getting unabashed about this because no one's calling them on it. Instead, as you pointed out, the media are covering for them. I mean, thrown in, full-out advocates, participants in the global warming industry. They've always been sensationalist, but this goes far beyond that, and I detail that in fact, the opening chapter. So none of what's come out recently are revelations. They're all affirmations. By the way, there was not one personal email that we can find so far, yet they assign that to everything. They say it all shows science as it should be, and yet it's terrible that these things got out and so on.
But the good news is, Christopher Horner, the public isn't buying the Associated Press and CNN telling us nothing to see here, move along. I mean, do you agree that this is devastating? Because all the fraud and all the exposés were building, and through the grassroots, the people were learning, and people were seeing Fortune 500 get behind it, and really a backlash was already there, and then now you're going to tax what plants breathe, and Al Gore making all this money. I mean, is this not devastating them?
I truly believe it is, and again, their reaction tells quite a lot, and the length to which the media are going to stop their agenda from taking water is instructive. Now, what are we going to see? Well, the president is talking about, The Guardian has reported this. I wrote an article in the March issue of what's called Engage, which is the Federalist Society's publication, detailing how what's called a congressional executive agreement, which we have plenty of. For example, NAFTA is a treaty that we decided wasn't a treaty, and therefore you waive the Constitution's Article 2, Section 2 requirement of two-thirds ratification. Two-thirds ratification will never happen for this. So what the president, according to The Guardian now, the old red herself, The Guardian, has reported that the administration is briefing European diplomats, as I've also written, to prepare them for the prospect that we need to write this in a way that it's got to be plausibly declared not a treaty, because then they can say all it takes is 50 plus 1 in both houses, and no amendment, up or down, no filibuster vote under what they call fast track. Now, there's precedent for this in the trade context, but not in a global energy rationing selective punitive wealth transfer scheme. So,
and then on top of it, he's saying if you don't ratify it, I'm still going to implement it.
Yeah, then we've got the EPA trying. Now, that doesn't satisfy the wealth transfer, and it doesn't bind us internationally. However, it will. You still can't possibly get to bury that in these enormous spending bills now, ladling more debt on my kids and theirs. And EPA's threatening to do this. Here's what just so you know, nobody wants to take ownership of this hot potato. They were furious that Bush wouldn't start this rulemaking after we lost that Supreme Court case, that he kicked it into this administration. Now, recently, EPA has declared CO2 is a endangers human health and the environment, to which I first say, try living without it. But now they're going to say, we'll issue this finding, and it's being published tomorrow in the Federal Register. And then they're going to try something unlawful, which is to say, do sort of a half-arse maneuver with it, so that the green groups then march into court, and they and the courts get assigned responsibility for this. In other words, they won't go all the way in implementing it, but they know that the green groups, under the Clean Air Act, can make them. So it's not really plausible deniability, but that's their route, Alex. They don't want to...
I mean, it's criminal. It's by stealth. It's creeping, like a spider creeping up your bed at night to bite you. Look at Schwarzenegger. He couldn't get the legislature to put a tax on TVs or ban big ones, so he just did it under the California Energy Agency. Look at what's happening in Washington State, where employers tax you now off how you drive, and they have to collect the money. I mean, they're already implementing this everywhere. We know under UNESCO they're brainwashing kids in public school. I mean, this is a criminal cult of pirates. How do we ever extricate ourselves from them? How do we ever remove them? Hopefully some type of criminal charges against these different scientists engaged in fraud. I mean, is there anything we can do to this gang of boobies?
Well, CEI, a competitive enterprise institute that I'm associated with, has petitioned EPA to reopen their record on the basis of the scandal that's been exposed, or I say affirmed. There are people looking into what are called key TAM issues, where you essentially sue on behalf of the king and recover the king's treasure, because, again, there's an intent to defraud on the face of these emails and in the annotated computer code. People are looking at RICO actions against these individuals because fraud could trigger that, and so on. So whether I know that, I don't know. There are attempts to whitewash at the various universities involved right now, I've got a notice of intent to sue NASA by the end of the year. It'll be January before I get around to it. If they don't cough up their equivalent of this data in these emails, because I've been denied for more than 2 years, and I finally had enough when this thing broke. And so we're going to have to use the courts just like they do. Now, if we get involved in this treaty, it has a provision that has a 3-year cooling off period for getting out, which is 3 years to generate all sorts of, you saw what they did to the U.S. under Bush, 3 years of generating intense diplomatic and political pressure against America to stay in an energy rationing and wealth transfer scheme. So you can't get into this mess. Now, let me tell you something. There's a three-legged stool they're pushing. It's the Kyoto scheme, which on its face was not binding, but our courts might just implement it. But with the Law of the Sea Treaty, which has a tribunal, which we will have to implement their rulings here, and we are supposedly going to ratify in Obama's first term in office, in fact, next year, and then the International Criminal Court, which we're told we're going to re-sign the Rome statute, the treaty creating the International Criminal Court. When you get those three, as he planned, and you've got a real, a serious problem. You've got a very difficult problem to manage as a matter of law because our courts are increasingly radicalized, as you know, but increasingly international. And the swing vote on this issue, quite clearly, is Justice Kennedy. And he's on record saying we need to find out what those nice Europeans think our Constitution says before we implement it ourselves. So we've got a problem. You don't get involved in the treaties, but...
America is being swallowed by an unelected private offshore corporate government, the New World Order.
Well, let's just say there are people who have us in their sight, and they see us coming. Let me tell you something. Do you think Obama politically can afford to walk away from Copenhagen without some piece of paper in hand, even though it's going to be a transfer of wealth from here to there, politically, knowing how politics works and his base in the media? No. So India and China and the rest of the world see him coming. They know when he goes over there on Friday, he has to give them whatever they want because he cannot leave empty-handed from Copenhagen in an embarrassment twice in 1 year in his first year in office. So they see him coming. We have an amateur, but an amateur with all the wrong instincts and a very dangerous agenda. And therefore, let me just say this. We're going to be as active as we possibly can be through the courts here, through CEI, with whatever our resources will allow. And I'm hoping some private entities will stand up for once and stop trying to cut a deal and fight back.
That's another big point you made. All these big corporations, if they're not behind the swindling, they've said, okay, I'll join you. Just don't rape me. And that's what the EPA said last week, as you know. They said, look, all you big corporations get in line or we're going to selectively enforce. I mean, they're literally like a mobster beating up the little grocery store owner. When are we going to grow a backbone to these parasites and say no?
It's even worse than window insurance. What they were saying was tapping the cage and saying, you better pay me to protect you from my lunatic friend here. Be ashamed if this thing got out of the cage. But the problem is they also said it that day later, we plan on doing both. No matter what you pass in Congress, we plan on trying to do what we can done to the Clean Air Act anyway. Let me tell you about a provision in these two Catholic trade bills real quickly. They're 500 pages different in size, okay? They're not the same bill. But they have one provision that was identically drafted and buried in both. In the Senate bill, it's called Section 707. And what it says is, Every law in the United States Code shall, not may, shall be implemented by the president as a CO2 suppression law, a carbon dioxide suppression global warming law.
It's a carbon dictatorship.
That's the Department of Agriculture and Interior Permitting. That's the tax code. That's the Endangered Species Act. It's everything. There's no certainty for sale. And these suckers in business who keep saying, well, I just need certainty. I need to buy peace. I'm going to sue for peace. Good luck, buddy. You're selling us all out thinking you're getting yourself a deal, and you are not.
Yeah, there's no making a deal with these vampires. I mean, this is a greedy... I mean, folks, I'm not trying to demonize them. I've studied them. These are really hellish, horrible control freaks. I mean, at the end of the day, they aren't going to stop, are they?
No, look at the provisions they're putting in these bills. They want full and total control in the name of global warming. But, hey, Alex, we're saving the planet. What about the children? You wouldn't want to be a denier. You wouldn't want to kill children, would you? I mean, they've practiced their routine. The problem is certainty is not for sale, and I've got all these businesses. I've had at least two CEOs say to me, well, Chris, I just need certainty. And they don't get it. Read the bill. I know it's 1,300 pages long, but somebody has to. Read the bill. Certainty is not for sale. You cannot sue for peace with these people. The day it goes into effect, you know what they want. More. And I want. Let me leave you with this. Did you know that nothing ever proposed, cap-and-trade legislation, Kyoto, would, according to anybody, under any scenario or set of assumptions, detectably impact the climate? So it is not reasonable to conclude it's about the climate. It's only reasonable to conclude it's about what it would do. And you know what it would do. But it's not about what it would do. That's just not logical.
Unbelievable. We've got to have you back up just to break down the legislation quickly in the last minute we've got. Do you think that they're going to be able to ram through the cap-and-trade, I mean, not the treaty, but the cap-and-trade bill that's passed the House?
They're trying to shake people down, as you described, with EPA. I don't think folks are buying it. I think there's a chance we'll get a one-line, the EPA Clean Air Act as written shall not be implemented this way, but the Dems will fight that tooth and nail. So the long answer is to add that to no, but it will not be without a struggle in the spring. They're going to try to slip it in because you don't pass the biggest tax increase in American history late in an even numbered, meaning election year.
And they just don't care how unpopular they are. There is that sense of urgency that they're rushing everything through. If we can hold them another 2 years, will their global carbon dictatorship be derailed permanently?
I think so, because you can't tell people the sky constantly is falling when the beaches in the sky are just where we left them.
Amazing. He's the author of Red Hot Lies. Now, global warming alarmists use threats, fraud, and deception. Keep you misinformed. He's Christopher Horner, and CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, is the organization. I look forward to talking to you again in the future. Very impressive.
This is
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
I really should have introduced Christopher Horner better. Horner has represented CEI as well as scientists and members of the U.S. House and Senate on matters of environmental policy in the federal courts, including the Supreme Court. And he writes for the U.S. Law Review, you name it. He really is a top lawyer on all this. And he was telling me off air how the environmentalists attack his house and break into his stuff. And this is a devil cult, man. They mean business. They want your property, and they want it now. And they are a bunch of eugenicist killers. And they never care about anything real on the environmental front. They want your property. George Soros is a vicious cutthroat. So are the Rockefellers. She started telling me about Rockefeller and about Shell. And then we were coming out of break, and we were going, and I said, okay, we can talk about that. And he goes, yeah, you can talk about it. And then I heard him as I went live going, but don't. I didn't know what he was talking. So I said, yeah, Dutch Roll Shell, the Rockefellers. And then he didn't really want those names out. But, I mean, who do you think runs all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, who do you think runs the whole show? They're criminals. They're frauds. They're scammers. They know it's a scam. They don't care about the environment. Don't you understand that? These are cold-blooded people. You heard him listing the quotes. Every one of these people I ever read about is, oh, China's so great. Oh, we run China. They're running the global system. Oh, they kill the forced abortions. Oh, they kill the babies. Oh, my God, we need that here. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful when we have it. I mean, they're all over the news this week calling for a global one-child policy. These people hate freedom. They're dangerous. You don't have to buy the DVD Endgame. You don't have to buy the DVD Fall of the Republic. But what you do have to do is go to YouTube and get the links to the films and send them to everybody you know every day and show coworkers. But people don't appreciate, oh, here's a $200,000 film for free in one piece on YouTube on a director channel. Eh, so what? I don't want to watch that video. They'll tend to watch a DVD in the fancy packaging with the nice extras and everything else. And yes, your purchase also makes this radio show possible. But we don't have time to screw around. Both these films expose the fake environmental agenda like no other. Both these videos, Fall of the Republic, shows you how the big banks run the environmental scam, how they're bankrupting us, how they're bringing us into world government. People are finally ready to see the truth. This film gets into what they want to do once they got control. All the stuff they've done so far, murdering little children, just so they could test scientists to see, will U.S. scientists radiate 4,300 children to death? The answer is yes. Yes, sir, may we have some more to kill. I mean, you know, you've got to get your mind around the level of bloodthirsty control freaks. These people, you like drinking a cold bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola, might not be good for you, but you pop the top and guzzle it down. No, these guys like putting a little kid in a radiation chamber and murdering them and watching them bleed out their gums and flop around in pain for 5 days. Okay, that's who we're dealing with. They want to kill you and your family. What does it take for me to get this through to your brains, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to have to get primitive and fired up and angry. You got to use your intellectual understanding of the threat, but then how do you open up a can of whoop butt? You get fired up. I'm telling you, the info war. These people are ready to be brought down. They're ready to be defeated if we can admit how evil they are. The mind trick is, though, it's hard for people to believe this level of evil. Infowars.com. Order DVDs. Get free T-shirts until Christmas. You can get free DVDs at Infowars.com. Call and ask about the free deals. 888-253-3139. Final hour straight ahead.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.